Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Hope everyone is doing well. Happy Wednesday. I just want to give a quick shout out to a piece in the Daily Equity Report today, a study that we did for an all-in or lump sum investment versus averaging in over the course of an extended period of time. Put some additional statistics and commentary about which one is better under which scenario or I guess different market paradigms or environments there. So quick read, just go ch give this a check out if you got some additional clients who you're looking to put some money to work for as we enter 2025. This could be a useful tool to have in your back pocket. Okay, now on to regular scheduled programming here for the performance. It was a pretty mixed day across the board. The cap weighted index there, S&P 500, was up about 0.5%, while the average stock, the S&P 500 equal weighted index, was down about 0.25%. So we are seeing kind of the leaders lead the way. Of course, NVIDIA is up about 5%. We'll, of course, take a look at that chart in just a moment. But we also did see some more risk on focused areas take the helm there with the NASDAQ composite up over 1%, the Russell 2000 up about 80 basis points. Now, gold necessarily isn't risk on, but up about 0.5% after it's taken a bit of a dive recently towards the downside there. Like I mentioned, the average stock there and the Dow Jones. Starting with the Dow Jones, actually talking about it's coming up on a point of older resistance. So around 43,200 to around 43,000 there, looking to a point where bulls, if this is constructive, I may add, if this is constructive, a spot where bulls may want to look to defend. Of course, that range goes all the way down to the middle of the trading band at around 42,600 and ultimately around that 41,800 level for the Dow. So plenty of areas to watch here. Again, this is still a constructive market environment that we're in that gives us a lot of points to highlight on calls like these. So keep an eye on those ones that I just mentioned for the Dow. Okay, moving on to the NASDAQ composite. Saw that one reverse back up into X's. Won't beat a dead horse on this one. The constructive picture or the technical picture is still constructive across the board. But now nice to offer a bit of more localized support around that 18,600 mark. And then further just below the middle or around the middle of the trading band at around 18,200 to 18,100 for the NASDAQ composite. Okay, also want to mention though, with that in mind, we did see the bullish percent for the NASDAQ 100 move down lower. So this is measuring the percentage of stocks within the NASDAQ 100 that are trading on a point and figure buy signal. We have seen this one kind of move higher there to around that 70% mark, but of course we did fall back down into O's. So we did see, again, upside participation, but it looks like or upside action, but the participation kind of narrowed. So this is something to watch out for. We've seen participation narrow in our broader indices trackers like the BPSPX and things like that. So we're seeing this now within the growth focused NASDAQ 100. This is something that I'm personally watching out for pretty intently, is how this participation just across the board is kind of wrapping up as we close out 2025. Okay, moving on over into semiconductors. Of course, the big news on the docket this afternoon is going to be NVIDIA there, but we'll start off with the VanEck Semiconductor ETF SMH. Now, it does still have a technically acceptable 3.71 fund score, but the score direction is down quite notably, mostly because we moved back to a sell signal against the equal weighted index there. But we have seen just the space in general lose some of its upside staying power. Now, still in a positive trend, we're up about 40% this year. So, certainly not an area that I would go and call weak, but we have seen just a little bit of a slowdown. So, broadly speaking, for semiconductors, you got a couple points I'm watching here. 260 and then ultimately there further at 280 and then towards the downside around current levels. Of course, that doesn't give us too long of a leash, and then further maybe a more established range of support down in between 200 and around 220 there for SMH. So again, broad exposure still acceptable, but I'm personally watching or maybe just holding positions here, saying that we are off of our score highs from earlier this year. Okay, moving on to NVIDIA there. They report after close. Of course, they're the big ones to watch. Still a five for fiver and rank in the top five of that semiconductor sector matrix as well. About 200% this year, getting a reversal back up into X's there with yesterday's action to 146. A couple points I want to bring to your attention there. First is going to be 130 or so. That's some older resistance and just below some this tight support range we've got around current levels. Pull back to 130. 30 would represent a roughly 10% pullback on the back of earnings calls there. Of course, you've got some support at closer levels as well, 138 and 134 towards the upside. Of course, you just got that resistance at 148 up above. So keep an eye on that on the back of earnings there. We aren't in necessarily heavily overbought territory for NVIDIA here. So there is still room to run towards the upside on the back of earnings calls. Okay, that's going to be NVIDIA there. For those of you who do not join us on Fun Friday, I do a segment called Fun Friday where I talk you through different parts of the platform, help you make best use of the subscription. I won't be in on Friday, so I'm making Fun Friday on Wednesday. So check that out on Friday. But here we're going to be talking about models. So I've just pulled up the Power 7 or the Invesco suite, excuse me, wow, Invesco Sector 7 model there. So you could do this for any model specifically. Now we've got a lot of fun stats over here on the right when it comes to exposure, interactive, drawdown, different statistics and things like that. But that's not what I want to focus on today. I want to go to holdings here. And so here you can see the current model holdings. But what if you said, well, Miles, I want to see all of the holdings over time. And you get this cool view historical holdings link. And if you click that, once it loads, once it loads in, you can see all of the holdings over time. So we've got the last trade as the last trade date here, a different option. And you can click on this here. You can see what was bought, what was sold, the price everything was bought and sold for. And then again, what was the current holdings at that time? So you can do that going all the way back as far as you like. Just let everything load. You can also, I will add, bring this over into an Excel file with the top right-hand side of this with that monthly download. And again, you can change the dates. You can filter by certain holdings in there as well. Anyways, I've been rambling for quite a while here. I hope everyone has a good day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.